This evening, we welcome Katie Hammond, the Executive Director of the Downtown Troy Business Improvement District, in the studio. Thanks for joining us, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell listeners what the Business Improvement District, otherwise known as the BID, is, and what your role entails there?
Yeah, so we're, like you said, a business improvement district. So we actually have boundaries that we work within. We are specific to downtown Troy. And we help with marketing, business development and retention, beautification and special events. BIDs are kind of a multitude of things. It's usually whatever the city can't provide, we provide those services, such as our guys that are on the streets cleaning every day. So I'm the executive director here for the BID, and it's a multitude of things that I do. I'm more of a project manager and just kind of maintaining the different projects we have going on and making sure that everything's running smoothly.
Sure.
Cool. What resources do you offer local businesses?
Like I said, so we do marketing of downtown Troy, which you may have seen the Shop, Dine, Explore campaign, which also includes Troy Night Out and some other programs around that, you know, advertising and magazines and things like that. So that's more general advertising. For marketing purposes, we also do a combination of business development and retention as well, where we are helping with ribbon cuttings, making sure that new businesses that come in are promoted when they come in, and then continuous mm-hmm. promotion throughout. We also, so business development and retention is a multitude of things as well.
Okay.
That's some educational programming for the members themselves. That they're all free programs, so it usually incorporates people in downtown Troy that are kind of interested, as well as the Capital Region who are also interested in things. Business development and retention also incorporates our For Rent event, which is actually coming up soon. And
what's that event?
Yeah, so we showcase available properties downtown, whether it's residential or retail space. That also includes office space and other things. But that's basically a rundown of what's available at the time.
Okay.
Other programs include meet and greets. We do those every other month. I'm trying to get our members to get to know one another and kind of meet and work together if they can. And then Discover Troy event is incorporated into our annual meeting. There's lots of different events that we hold throughout the year, whether they're the large special events that you see, such as Rockin' on the River, Riverfest, Pig Out,
okay.
Chowderfest coming up, Restaurant Craft Beer Week. Those are kind of the things that most
fun.
People see, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes, as well as that beautification,
sure.
which I spoke about as well.
Mm-hmm. How long has the BID been in operation in Troy?
I actually wasn't here for the founding of the BID. It was the TDC prior, which is the Troy Downtown Collaborative, which is a predecessor, which ended up the BID. But I believe we're in our seventh year, actually, and there were two directors prior to me.
Okay.
Sure. It's my understanding that the BID is funded through the businesses that are located within the district, is that correct?
Kind of. It's actually the property owners. So we're funded based off of our boundaries. It's similar to a library where you're it's pulling from the tax assessment. So most BIDs are capped at a 20% tax assessment. We're actually capped at 5%, which kind of changes the way that we run our BID a little bit. But if you think of the assessed value of your property, your taxes are based off of that assessed value. So we are an additional 5% on top of that. And that's, again, just for the property owner. So our membership is actually based on who's in those properties, as well as the property owners themselves.
Sure. Okay. And every property within the district is...
Every property that pays taxes.
Right.
So if you think of certain organizations don't necessarily pay taxes, so they wouldn't technically be a member of the
mm-hmm.
BID.
Sure.
quick question. If a listener wants to get involved,
mm-hmm.
What are their options and how do they go about to do that?
Yeah, so the easiest way for people to get involved is to come to our committee meetings. Those are once a month. We have our marketing and special events committee, which actually just teamed up because we realized we were covering multiple things at the same time.
Okay.
We also have a business development and retention committee and a beautification committee. So those are pretty much the easiest ways to just show up and get to know each other. Those are always the same time every month, usually the same location. And that's available on our website, which is downtowntroy.org. Other than that, volunteering is huge. As you can hear, we have multiple events, so there's lots of ways to get involved with that. And that's usually kind of the way to get involved
start
with
volunteering
who we are.
And maybe see how you might be of use behind the scenes or in another way.
Yeah.
Well, as the executive director, do you have any goals coming up? What are your future plans?
Yeah, so we actually, our
and
next...
what are the pressures that you go through being the director?
So our next board meeting is actually focused directly on this, is to try to figure out our next three steps going forward. So we're trying to understand our constituency better. I think there's a lot of miscommunication that's happened. I mean, we're a very young organization. So we're trying to help people to understand what the bid is, right? So that's why I'm here today, exactly. Because most people don't understand. Whether you're a member, some people don't know they're members because you're kind of automatically a member.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to reach out to people as early as we can, and just trying to engage our members and let them know how they can get involved.
Sure. So I haven't lived in Troy for that long, but I am aware that the formation of the bid was a lengthy and somewhat controversial subject at the time, with opposition from some business owners who just didn't want to pay an additional tax.
Mm-hmm.
How has that turned out?
So we're here. I actually wasn't here for the founding of the organization, but occasionally I still hear about some of that, business owners who didn't necessarily want to pay into it. But there was a sunset vote after 3 years, and that's the point where you can say, we want it, we don't want it. And it was passed.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that our communication is growing and that we're trying to engage people more so that they understand what they are getting out of the bid.
Sure.
We do offer a lot with a very, very small staff and a very low budget. So I think it is something that we're trying to explain a little better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. How many people do you have on staff?
On staff, so I'm the actually just hired somebody within the last couple of months. But I originally was the only full-time person, and up until about 3 months ago, I had somebody about 30 hours a week, and now full-time finally. So that's the executive director position, and now she's the communications admin.
Mm-hmm.
We also have two beautification staff members, so they're cleaning the streets every day, Monday through Friday, actually.
What's their title, beautification?
They're beautification, yes. So they basically have a garbage can. They go out every day, and they pick up whatever's on the streets within our district.
Yeah.
They also water our flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, this year, actually, we had a sponsor for the flowers. But usually we do all the flowers ourselves through Troy and Bloom as well. They'd usually get a sponsorship for it. So, yeah, we maintain all the kind of plants downtown.
Sure.
As well.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff that really contributes to the scene downtown that a lot of people like myself probably take for granted. You know, it's like, oh, it's so nice, you know, it's so cute, and you know, these beautiful buildings and everything down here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it really takes people making that happen.
Yeah, and trying to create Troy is such an awesome place to be right now, but there's still things that we're working through. So it's trying to engage our constituency to realize where these things can change, where things can get better, and where we can continue to improve.
Right. Yeah. Maybe speaking about the future and development, an article yesterday in the Times Union, the Albany Times Union, reported that BID board member Vic Christopher resigned over opposition to the proposed movie theater downtown, which is a pretty complicated subject, which we'll cover as that unfolds in the talk of that development. But is there anything you'd like to say about the development?
Yeah, so Vic left the board because of his own opinions on how it was being managed. We, as a board, decided to stay neutral on the position because we understood that our constituency was divided. I think there's a lot of confusion around some of the things that have come out in regards to the movie theater. And we're trying to understand the facts and currently trying to put something together that better explains the situation with the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We stay neutral at this point. We do, obviously, if they were to become a BID member and they were to be in the space, we would fully support them as a BID member. So we understand that anybody that ends up in that space will eventually be you know, someone we work with every day. Certainly. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah, I guess outside of the events, what else does the bid do to help the local community and, you know, the businesses and patrons in the downtown area?
So what most people see is the events because they are so public. But like I said, the beautification is a huge thing. You know, having staff out there every day cleaning is something that most people don't necessarily see when they walk down the street. That's a huge portion to me because we do have staff out there every day and, you know, they're giving time to that. Marketing of downtown Troy, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think that that it needs marketing, right? There's a lot of money that can go behind that, right? So whether that's advertising in magazines or online or in, you know, the Times Union or other places, you know, we're trying to get the word about Troy out. And that's general across all the businesses that are there. You know, it's not just the retail businesses that you see or the restaurants that you see, but we are supporting as well those second, third floor office spaces. There's a lot of tech startups and everything. So we're supporting everyone that's downtown that's in a building that's part of the tax assessment. So sure. Our membership is quite broad, and there's very different ways that we can reach all of those people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So do, yeah, I guess you have a relationship with most of the property owners in the district, or I guess like you said at the beginning of the program, there are some people that may not even be aware that they are a member of the bid.
Yeah, so we're trying really as hard as we can to kind of get into those second, third floor spaces that, you know, they come into a building and maybe nobody tells them they're a bid member, they're in our district. And some people come in and we have no idea that they're there until we do a yearly update of our list so that for our membership, basically you have to vote on the board members and all those things. So our annual meeting, we send out a mass list or a mailing to everybody. So we're really trying to get in touch with every single one of those people.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
Okay, so Katie, tell us a little bit about yourself. We hear you're a rock star.
To some people, yeah. that's usually separate from what I do with the bit, but.
Okay, so you're in a local rock band?
Yeah, indie rock.
Okay, what's the name?
In a band called Bear Grass.
Bear Grass. Okay, how long have you been doing that?
I think I've been with the band for like 6 years, maybe.
Okay. Where do you guys play?
We're actually playing at River Street Pub on Friday. Okay. We kind of took a bit of a break. We were recording an album, and we're back to playing again.
Gotcha. Okay, so why don't you tell any of our listeners how they could find out more about the Business Improvement District?
So the best way is to visit our website. It's downtowntroy.org. If you click on the mission tab, you can understand a little bit more about all the things that we do. And there's also different tabs for ways to get involved, ways to find out what Troy is and what's involved in Troy, and find some of those marketing materials, such as the walking guides, A-frame signage, and all those other things that will kind of help you get around Troy.
Definitely. Great way for Trojans to get involved.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Katie. That was Katie Hammond, the Executive Director of the Troy Business Improvement District. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you
for having me.